Well, we have arrived at this day, which for some is a day of feasting and partying and carrying on. But for us, it is a day to prepare for the holy season of Lent. This season, which brings many privations, or should, and many sufferings, or should, it is a time of penance, of reparation, and of reflection. Reparation for the sins that we have committed in the sins of all mankind. Reflection on the and doing penance for those sins, and especially for ourselves, that we may gain life everlasting. Because if Christ had come to suffer for us, we too must join, along with the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Immaculate Ever-Virgin Mary, Mother of God and Mother of the Church, Mediatrix of all graces, and Co-Redemptrix of all mankind, we need to join with her in our desire, in our seeking to do penance for the sins of mankind and for our own sins. In her case, she had no sins for which to make up, neither did Christ, for that matter, nor St. Joseph. But we have many sins, more than we would care to mention. And then, of course, reflection. Reflection on the mysteries. For this season is, in a sense, the season par excellence. We have celebrated Christmas, the incarnation of the eternal Son of God in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and his birth in the cave and the manger at Bethlehem. And now, we will meditate and unite ourselves to the passion of that same baby. And of course, we wonder, well, how can it be? Just a few days ago, we saw that baby beneath the altar, and now he is dead. We see his image, the dead Christ in the tomb, the suffering Christ on the cross. Well, it is like that for many of us. We see our own lives, and they go by like a wisp of smoke or incense. And we see our children, and one minute we're diapering them, and the next minute they're gone. Some of them dead before we are. And of course, this is something that also we need to suffer at times, if God so will. But all of it is not lost. It is a time also for us to meditate on the resurrection of Christ. And the readings and the liturgy tell us Christ came to suffer and die, but he would rise. And he told the apostles this, as he tells us, and like them, they do not understand anything he was saying. We do not really understand it. If we did, we would live our faith more fully, more completely. And of course, for some of us, this season of Lent is not just liturgical penance. God sends some of us tremendous penances, which I dare not mention, which are horrible sufferings that we need to offer in union with him and his Holy Mother for the salvation of all mankind. And so, as we celebrate these sacred mysteries of the body and blood of Christ, his passion, death, and resurrection, let us unite ourselves to that mystery, that we may live more fully our holy Catholic faith. And this is it, and is manifested more perfectly than anywhere else in the season of Lent. Because without suffering, without death, there is no resurrection. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.